Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grow Your Spirit with me, Rosemary, and Dr. Pat. Grow Your Spirit is to encourage you to let your divine light shine. This is where you can discover how to raise your frequency and vibration, make better and more guided decisions. I love helping you discover your inner truth. Tap into your soul's wisdom. I'm a life coach, and I've helped countless people harness their unique gifts. I get really excited about working with you and teaching you how to open your own intuition and connect with the angelic realm and develop your own gifts. This show, Grow Your Spirit, will teach you about how to connect with the angelic realm. Please tune in to Grow Your Spirit with me, Rosemary, and together we'll light up the world.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to this fabulous show, Rosemary, that belongs to Rosemary, Grow Your Spirit. But here's what I want to say about it. Is I'm always amazed that, first of all, I get the honor of doing the show with you, Rosemary. So, but that's just right at the gate. But I love how you planned these things, which you did, and the messages are so perfect for what shows up. And not just in my life, but a number of the people I've been talking to all week long have been saying, how can you help me? How can you help me heal my fear-based thoughts? How can you help me step forward? How can you, what are your hosts going to talk about this week? And here you are.
Thank you. Talking
about it. Look, this is the world you live in. You are an incredible divine light shining. And what you do in the world is you help people, you know, whether it's being the owner of Hands of Light, you're a teacher, you're a spiritual coach. You have 24 years in the world of Reiki, which is the most amazing teacher, learned so much from your kiddos, right? And Here you are today delivering this powerful message. You know, can you feel the energy like I do of what's
I can doing? Feel it. I can right. feel it. Good. There's a global transformation happening, and it's been kind of like a rolling ball for about 10 years now. I'm feeling the upswing, and it seems like the messages of lots of us that are in the healing modalities are hitting a global point where it's so necessary. And I think I'm getting chills right now from my angels, but when the messages go out there, there seems to be a divine timing of when people are ready to hear it and to move on it. And I think coming off of the COVID problems and the transformations and the problems a lot of people had to face, and also losing loved ones through the COVID and so forth, people are really ready to harness a new way of doing things. And that's kind of the global shift that I think I would say the light, humanity, angels, God was waiting for everyone to be ready for. And many of us come to it different ways. I've been working with Reiki for many years. And one of the things that I love about it is when I'm working on someone and I'm doing a session, they are in a complete state of calmness and they are able to shift their mind because they're out of that kind of that tightened nervous state that people have been walking around with for most of their lives. Yeah. So just being able to do that is one way I've been able to help people shift out of their nervous high energy state into a state of calm. And work on people using that.
And you bring in your intuition, you bring in the angels when you work with people. And for those of you out there today, we'd love for you to call in if you want to get some help in this arena, 1-800-930-2819. I love the series of workshops and events you've planned. Mm-hmm. First of all, you're coming out at the end of December with Clear Refresh Renew for 2022.
Right.
I love that we're starting that out because we do have to clear out, because some people are saying that 2022 is the year that most people have been waiting for really long time. What's your sense of that?
My sense is that it's really a choice. And I think in life, there's always choices. So by perception of how you see things and how you perceive them, you could either be in the state of fear or in the state of personal growth. And I think that's the choice. And it was funny because I pulled some angel cards right before And I asked, what does everyone need today? And the first card I got was clear, cancel, and delete. And that's getting rid of anything or any thought process in your life that is negative or that kicks you out of that state of awareness and learning. And the other card I got is getting rid of your fear. So once you're able to shift away from the feeling of it's happening to me instead of it's happening for me, you could make that shift. And that's really where I want to guide people at the end of December to be ready to harness the new light that's coming in and to be ready to take that next step or that next leap without the fear that we've been harnessed with or people have harnessed themselves with for the past 2 years or 3 years.
You know,
perhaps a lifetime. I don't know.
Well, exactly. And I love the way you approach this, completely non-judgmental, but in the state of this is what we can do to move this forward. You know, this is wherever you are, this is what we're going to work on. And one of the most powerful tools that I've learned in healing, I haven't learned how to do it. I'm not a practitioner. You are. And that is Reiki. And when I first heard about it, I literally had just started this show. So I knew nothing about energy healing. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked if they could do a session for me. Mm-hmm. Now, when people hear the word Reiki, some people know what it is, some people don't. But this form of energy healing goes back thousands and thousands of years, doesn't it?
Yeah, the actual energy, you think about energy being something that was here when souls were created. It's not anything new, although it has transformed and it's been expressed in different healing modalities, Reiki being one of them. This one actually, I guess, developed on paper, so to speak, or when other people knew about it, probably in the 40s. Although it's been an ancient modality that's been, you know, healing, energy healing has been around since man has walked the earth.
Yeah.
But this form of healing came out of a man named Mikkel Yasui, and he went on the hill of Mount Karuna for 30 days and he meditated. And he was channeled this information. It sounds crazy and woo-woo. And I understand that. And I understand why people say, oh, what is that? But really what happened is he was gifted with this ability to share this way of healing with other people. And it does work and it's amazing. But if you go back to even things like the newest, like quantum physics things that they're coming out with, and Einstein, spooky action at a distance, and entrainment of particle theory, it really explains how energy healing works and that it's not woo-woo. It's something that actually has a way to shift the energy of the body into a higher vibrational state. And they have done research and studies more recently, too, about the healing energy that comes out of a healer's hands and how the frequency of it can change the person you're working on and change the frequency of their energy by being in your space or for receiving the energy that you're sending. So it is now used in hospitals quite extensively. I've taught people that work in hospice. In many of the local hospitals, I've trained some nurses to use it. And it's quite amazing because it does bring the body into a balance and into a calmness to allow it to heal. So for that, it's cool. And I've had my own personal experiences with my father. You know, he went through cancer, and with my mom, and I've worked on people at the time of death, and I've seen and felt what it does as far as the transformation that it can give you. So I'm really amazed by it. I still am after all these years.
And you also, Rosemary, for those of you just tuning in, Reiki, Angels, Intuition, Pathway to Inner Realm. I love the Pathway to the Inner Realm because that's where it really does begin and it really does end. And what I mean by that is whatever we got going on, like on the inside of that, and when we take a look at what you talk about, when you combine long distance Reiki, intuition, and Akashic records. See, we don't talk about Reiki and intuition together enough. We don't really bring those two together, but you do in the work you do. What have you found is one of the most powerful aspects of doing that?
It feels like love. And I can always tell you that the person I worked on this past week, I met someone that she said she had an energy clearing, but she felt terrible. And it wasn't for me. She had something moved around and it wasn't clear. So I said to her, do you mind if I place hands on you? I'll do a little Reiki on you while you're sitting here. So when I was finished, her face just like looked so peaceful. And she said, it felt like love. And the energy of Reiki is pure love. And when you're dealing with that energy, it is such a high vibration that it works. It just changes something in that person. They feel that love. I'm very tapped into the intuition, as many of the healers are. When you're working with this energy and you're working with it without any judgment or any expectation, it does shift and you begin. It almost opens up a door. Sometimes I'll see who a person used to be in their past. Sometimes I'll see a trauma they went through as a child or something that they heard. And the weird thing with me in particular, and I know this for other healers as well, I'm very clairsentient, which means that I feel things on my body. So when I'm working on someone, if they've experienced a heart trauma, like a sadness, my heart will start to hurt while I'm working on them. Or if their hip is hurting them, my hip will hurt just for a few minutes while I'm working on them. It isn't true of all healers, but I know because of me and the way I experience energy, I'm very into their energy field and their emotions when I work. So it gives me insight into what I might understand about that person or how I can help them. Maybe even give them tools when they leave me, you know, to work on forgiveness or healing in their own way to help them to release that energy they're holding. Yeah. Within their own bodies.
And sometimes don't you find that even if we go through an act of letting something go or passing mm-hmm. it on, it still holds on to us. I have a friend that was sharing a little bit of a story with me about her taxes mm-hmm. and how happy and excited she was that they were gone. Mm-hmm. And very excited about, didn't matter what the outcome was, she got them done, you know. COVID made it very difficult for people to face financial things in a lot of ways, but she felt great. And then she called me and says, I don't get what's going on. I let go of this. My accountant's got it, but I'm still like waking up with it. Yeah. Now that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But let's think about other things that happen that may be outside of your control. And you know you've done everything you've could. Maybe it's a deadline. Maybe it's paperwork.
Yes.
But you're still thinking about it.
Yeah. And it's true. I mean, the world teaches us. So it's a mirror for your the outer is the mirror for the inner. So if you're able to release and understand the lesson in all things, it will shift and it will transform. The thing is, when you hold on to a belief, it can be like cement in the body. Let's say my belief is that everybody's out to get me. And then my neck is always killing me because everyone's out to get me. That's a perception. And if that perception is not released, anytime someone looks at you funny or raises an eyebrow, you're like, oh my God, they hate me, you know? And there's people that walk around with that feeling, and it could be something they need to go back and release. When I teach Reiki to my students, and when especially at level two, you can do long distance Reiki when a person is at level two, right? So I teach people how to go back to their childhood and heal themselves at age 10 and age 12 and age 13 and go through areas of trauma and send love back to that inner child. And it's something that I've been doing for several years to teach people to heal those areas of themselves that they're still holding those feelings. They're still holding those insecurities. And it really has a remarkable effect on just that activity to release something that they've been holding. You know, and my intuition works with the persons too, to allow them to understand the lesson of why you went through something that was so traumatic. What gift did you get out of it? Was it your independence? Was it your creativity? Was it just being able to see compassion or understand with compassion that not everybody is a great parent when they raise you? Maybe they're lousy parents, but it doesn't matter. You know, you've chosen that life lesson for a reason to help you to grow, even though it might be awful. And you might have gone through something that wasn't a kind experience. You know, it makes someone who they are.
And, you know, one of the things you're able to do, and you mentioned it before, for those of you just tuning in, I want to make sure that you know you're listening to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary DiTrollio joining me here today. This is about letting your divine light shine. And I mentioned earlier, what Rosemary does, what her skills are. She just talked about working with, you know, a number of people. This is the time to get help. And we're talking about what it is and what the help will do, because mm-hmm. this is real. Getting this kind of relief is real. And you can I tie something back to what you said for a minute? Sure. And then we'll take a break at the half. Mm-hmm. We're talking about things that affect our energy, our mind, our health, and wellness. Mm-hmm. Because even though we may be carrying a fear or carrying a judgment against us, whatever that is, we now have the science that mm-hmm. says when you're carrying the burden of that, that stuff gets in your cells, that mm-hmm. gets in your body. And it's fascinating what we do, Rosemary. I was talking to somebody the other day and she was like, oh my gosh, we're going into Christmas. It's the slowest time of the year. I mean, it was just, I had to say, stop.
Yes. Stop.
And yep. I said, how many Christmases with your business have you gone through? She says, well, about 20 years.
Don't complain. It is.
I said, are you still in business? And she says, yeah. I said, well, if the holidays is that for you, mm-hmm. what is it that didn't put you out of business? I said, what if you were to think about this differently?
Yes.
Right? But yes. isn't that part of it? Because if we let that keep working on us, we're going to get sick in a lot of ways, aren't we?
That's right. And whatever manifests in your energy and your thought process begins to work its way in. If you think of all the people walking around with back problems, some of it is not actually physical. Some of it is holding energy of not feeling supported, and it hits the back. So our bodies hold energy in different places. A lot of women get breast cancer in the left breast. Why? Because that's where your heart chakra is. And it manifests as a sadness and a nurturing mm-hmm. ability that's not met. So, you know, there's lots of things, and it's not to blame you, God forbid, if anyone's sick or ill, really isn't, but it's just to make you aware that sometimes when you have an unexpressed emotion, it links into the hardwiring of the body. And if you don't clear it, it begins to manifest as an mm-hmm. illness.
Yeah.
You know, like a stomach pain where you can't stomach something, you start getting stomach pain, you know, and you think,
oh my God, you just had to bring that up because I was just having a little indigestion.
We'll
talk about that when we come back, but we got Justina calling in from Illinois. Let's go to the phones. Mr. Benny.
Sorry about that, Justina. Pat. I thought you were going to the break. My bad. Here we go.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just feeling the energy of this day today.
Keep rolling it on, Benny.
Yep. Let's,
she's there. Go ahead.
The phones. Justina, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Justina.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. And well, first of all, sure. Dr. Pat, thank you so much for creating Transformation Talk Radio. Like, oh, it's so amazing to be able to like feel at home. Like, it's just
thank you.
It's so awesome. So, so
thank
incredibly
you.
Thankful. And Rosemary, oh my goodness. So I was introduced to Reiki several years ago, and the word just kept coming up. Never heard it in my life. And within a week, I heard it probably 92 times. And finally, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm a nurse by trade. And when I would mention it to other people in the medical field, they would get a little, think I was crazy. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I was also brought up Catholic. So I was going to go to hell no matter what. Especially with that, because they associated Reiki with, you know, oh gosh, that's got to be the devil's work. It's woo woo, blah, blah, blah. So I was very, under the radar doing it. And, I did a period of hospice nursing, and I was having patients that we weren't able to control their pain. And, this was right before the time I was introduced to Reiki, and, I would be just holding them. One lady I held for like 3 hours, and I would just kind of mm-hmm. stroke her hair and pray for her kind of in my head, you know, yes. but not out loud. And I started having all these patients, and they kept saying, they're like, your hands are just so warm. Like something is happening.
Yes.
Like what's going on? And, and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
That's a Reiki energy. Reiki. You know that, right?
Yeah. Now I do, but I didn't then. And so I was introduced to Reiki, got attuned. I'm second level. And long story short, there was a gentleman that I had been working on that had both of his lungs had failed. He was waiting for a lung transplant, and he was on the max amount of oxygen in terrible shape. And one of the times I was doing it, I really had been conflicted in my stomach area, really kind of wanting to do more of this because I feel like the world needs more of it. And all of a sudden, in the middle of treatment, I had an encounter with Jesus. And I was down on my knees, and I was, ironically, and I was doing some Reiki on his legs. He was having a lot of pain there. And all of a sudden, Jesus leaned in, and he grabbed a hold of the bottom of my chin. I'm trying to keep it together. And lifted up my chin very softly, and he said, "My dear, I did not give you this gift for you to hide it." And it was beautiful. It was just in the most loving manner that I thought, wow, okay.
That's beautiful.
It's so
beautiful.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah. And did you have a question? Did you have a question also?
Yeah, let me see if you have a question. But first of all, thank you for sharing that. And by the way, I don't keep it together on this show. I have never learned 18 years when there is something as beautiful as you just shared. There's nothing like expressing the deep gratitude you just shared. You know, tens of thousands of people are hearing this, and they are going to be inspired by you. And we'd love to help you. And as Rosemary said, is there a question that we can have Rosemary address for you today?
Well, you know, maybe a little bit of direction, as you know, there's so much going on in the world, as we've all been encountering, and many of the other people that I work with in healthcare are really feeling drained at this point with the ongoing pandemic. And I think just how I can continue to share hope.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I met a woman when I went to a Reiki conference that works in Beth Israel in New York. I'm drawing blank on her name right now, but she has a Reiki clinic, and she had set it up in the hospital setting where people could come in and get a very shortened version of a long distance of a in-person Reiki session, working on just maybe a few major areas of the body, the head, the heart, and maybe the knees and the feet. And she did it as, you know, for women in trouble or women that are going through traumas and that's one way. The other is the way that you speak about Reiki when you're in a medical community. One of the things that you can say is Reiki calms the parasympathetic nervous system to allow it to heal. You can't use woo-woo kind of knowledge or information when you're talking to doctors, nurses, or medical people, and you know this. So it's really the way that you express the energy in a more scientific way that helps. There's also some articles on PubMed, which you could look up Reiki research and Reiki studies, and use that again as one of your tools to get more people to understand that it's not something woo-woo. It's something that is an alternate method to give a person peace, energy, and pain management. And that's one of the ways that you can do that. So, you know, when I had one of the doctors come to me, I trained him and I trained five nurses at the same time. And they all worked within clinics in our area. And it was really amazing because these wonderful people were so gifted already. And then to teach them a skill that they can use on top of what they already know was amazing. You know, one of my friends now, I trained her all the way to master teacher. She has her own business and she's a naturopath. And to use her nursing along with the Reiki was incredible. So you already have all the skills that you need. And it's just really getting the vocabulary down and how to present it to people that have medical information rather than understanding it as just energy.
Yeah. And so by the way, Rosemary, one of the things that also I think we should comment on, and I can't speak for you, Rosemary, but I grew up Catholic. And the way I live my life now is I studied many spiritual practices and philosophies, and I take the best from each of them, even Catholicism.
That's absolutely what I have done. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, I get excited to hear whatever the Pope got something to say. I don't know where the Pope went, but you know, I like when he talks more. But you can become everything you want to become, right, Rosemary?
Yes. And, you know, if you think about it, the purest sense, Reiki has no religious affiliation. Although if you have a faith, like I have a strong faith, you know, I believe it's from God and all energy is. However, you can call it the great spirit. You can call it the energy that is. It doesn't really matter. It's that you are you're giving energy to someone in the form of the highest nature, which is love. And no matter what you call it, it is what it is. And if people are, you know, shouting the Bible at you, you know, Jesus healed with his hands, didn't he? So, you know, that is laying on the hands. So, you know, that's really where it is. People come at me with the religious aspect. I do say it's the highest form of love.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. And you just have no, like when someone comes to me, they don't have to have a belief. I've worked on people that told me they were complete atheists. I said, I don't care. Lay down, relax, and I'll do my thing.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. I don't need to give it any name. So
I totally am with you because that was me in 2004. We're going to take a short break. Justina, have a great holiday. And we've got a lot planned for 2022 because our theme is 2022. It's all about you. You all inspire us. Rosemary, before we go to break, what is your website? How do people find out about you? And then we're going to go to the phones again when we come back.
Great. RosemaryD.com, info@RosemaryD.com. And in January, I'm also going to have a Develop Your Intuition class and an Angels One class on Zoom coming up at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. And those are listed on my website as well. And I also sent the links to your radio station so you have them.
How do people work with you?
They can work with
me. Folks calling in, they sound like they may want to work with you. Let's tell them.
info@rosemaryd.com. You know, they can book in a free session with me, you know, as time permits. And, you know, I can tell them how I might guide them because there's many different aspects of classes, sessions, and other things I do. So I want to make sure it's right for the person. I'm not going to sell them anything. It's whatever they need is what I'm going to offer. And
that's
and,
what we do. That's exactly what we, and that angel card before break.
Yes.
That angel card. That delete card, that one you read, read it and take us to break.
Vacuum away fear. Call upon your archangels, Michael and Raphael, to release fear from you and send the light around yourself. Clear, delete, and cancel any negative thoughts that you have.
That is my mantra for today. Clear, delete, cancel, baby. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back on the phones.
Thank you.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself. communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolgy every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolgy.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Benny.
Nice.
My Benny.
That wasn't me. That was Van Morrison. Just to let everybody know.
I'm sorry. I love Van Morrison.
I'm not that gifted.
I'm sorry. I'm having a Benny moment. Oh my gosh. January is an anniversary for us, Benny, and we could talk about that on another show, but it's what Rosemary has been talking about and what she does, because the minute that I discovered this year, I think, Jacob, mute yourself.
Yeah.
Jacob.
There we go.
We can get back to the TV show afterwards. I know it's the holidays, right? But everyone's not checked in.
Oh my God. We got so many busy, so many producers. So cool. But again, before we go to the phones, we got a couple of callers. I want you to spend time with mm-hmm. them. How do we find out about you? How do we work with you? How do you help us through synchronicities and clearing? Okay. Tell us. Oh,
my favorite. So it's rosemaryd.com, info@rosemaryd.com. My business name, Hands of Light by Rosemary, and I'm located in New Jersey, but I can work virtually on Zoom, and I've done readings for people all over. So you can contact me if you're not sure what you need, and you're like, I'm not sure, you can book a session with me. You can email me at info@rosemaryd.com, and I will meet with you on Zoom, and we can go over a few things that you might need or some, you know, direction of what I can do for you. And then if you like what I tell you and you feel comfortable, then you can book a session with me for one of those other things that we talk about. And again, I have some classes coming up. End of December is the clearing class, the December 28th at 6:30 Eastern time. And I have Develop Your Intuition class, which is an interactive practicing class, and an angel communication class on January the 12th. So those are listed on my website. You could purchase through my website. And I would love to have a lot of new faces to help out. So, yeah. And I heard you have some callers. So who's on the,
we got to go to Karina in California. We got to do Karina first. And then I think it's Mike. I think it's my buddy Mike. I think it's my Mike who called in 18 years ago for the first time. I think, I don't know for sure.
Well, let's see.
But let's go to Karina first, Benny.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Karina. Hello, Karina. Hi.
Hey. Hi. Hey, I just want to give a testimony really quick in regards to Reiki. Basically, real quick, my mom was going to have a one of those shock treatments where they shock the heart. She was going through some arrhythmia and some cardiac issues, and they needed to restart her heart. So I took her to Reiki on a Sunday, and then Wednesday she was supposed to have the treatment. Well, on Wednesday, they ended up canceling her treatment because they said that her heart rhythm had already gone back to normal. Yes. And so then I went to her doctor's appointment with her, the following doctor's appointment, and it was a young cardiologist, and he told me, oh, well, you know, her heart went back to normal and so-and-so. And then I said, she had Reiki done the Sunday before the Wednesday. And he's like, really? And so he knew what Reiki was because he was a Reiki practitioner.
Wonderful.
So then I went with her to the following appointment, and he had quit his job there. I don't know where he went, but he no longer worked there. And it was a different doctor. This new doctor had no idea what Reiki was and blew it off.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But
that's wonderful.
We did have... my mom, the Reiki practitioner, did see the Virgin Mary next to my mom, which was very significant for my mom because she mm-hmm. is very, you know, she loves the Virgin Mary. And so, you know, it meant a lot to her. I think the fact that the practitioner saw Virgin Mary meant more to my mom than the actual heart going back to normal. It was more significant for her. So, yeah, I saw a lot of angels in my Reiki treatment.
That's beautiful.
So, thank you so much.
Too, because when I work on people, if someone has a very strong faith, the Virgin Mary does come in a lot for me when I work on people. That's beautiful.
Look who showed up in my Zoom.
Angels. That's beautiful.
See, your mom, I know you probably can't watch, you're not watching on Facebook, but when you go back to watch this, me and your mom have something in common.
Mm-hmm. I have the Virgin in my office, Pat.
Yep.
With a picture of her holding a blue rose in her hand as well, because the compassionate energy of the Virgin mm-hmm. Mother. It's beautiful.
Karina, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Many blessings to you, your family, for the holiday. And mm-hmm. what I've learned with the Virgin Mary, and most people don't do this, and maybe Rosemary, you can help with mm-hmm. this, is they don't ask her questions. It's as if she is a bystander. She's not. Virgin Mary is like one of the most powerful. In other traditions, they call her the superhuman goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I have a go-to, she is my go-to. And I will tell you, she will manifest things mm-hmm. in your life after healing them.
Yes.
Almost as fast as Rosemary.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine that I had done a reading for her, and in her reading, it came out that the Virgin Mother was going to send her who she was going to meet. And she's like, I'm not even Catholic. I don't have a thing with the Virgin Mother.
Oh.
Turns out she goes somewhere. And the guy that she meets said that he prayed to the Virgin Mother to meet the right woman. Yeah. And she was the one. And he brought her a rose. And he said, this is because of the Virgin Mother. And yeah. then she's like, you're not going to believe what happened. And she told me that she met this guy and he was so into the Virgin Mother. And now she believes. And it was so cool. But yeah,
so it is cool beyond cool. I love it. Now, I don't want to leave Mike out.
Yeah, let's get Benny. Mike on there. Maybe Mike has a question.
Which
I don't
Mike
know.
Do we have? Hi, Mike.
Hello.
How are you? How can we help you today? Welcome to the show.
I wonder if she'd be able to figure out why I have the kind of like I have sort of can be severe numbness. In the buttocks and down the legs and feet.
Yeah. And so, Mike, let me just tell you one thing before we start.
Yeah.
Morning, let me just tell you one thing.
You know, morning and supper time.
Okay.
When I'm kind of like standing in such and.
Oh, boy. I get it.
So, I'm wondering what, if there's anything that she'd be able to.
Okay.
See, and maybe would Reiki help?
Yes. Let me say this to you before we run out of time and before Rosemary gets going. Schedule a session with her, please. Because what we're about to do now or anything she's about to do is a little teeny weeny. When you have those, and by the way, I had that condition for 5 years. Not saying it's the same, but I know what you're going through. And I will tell you that for me, if it wasn't for my Reiki practitioner, I honestly don't know if I'd be standing. So I just want to put that out there. We're going to give you Rosemary's information.
Yeah.
I suggest you contact her directly, but I'm going to turn her over to you now, Mike.
Yeah. Hi, Mike. So the first thing that I'm sensing first is a very mild depression with you. And I'm also feeling something in your lower back, almost like a pinched nerve or sciatica.
Yeah.
It might have been from an old injury, an accident, or something you lifted wrong. I'm just getting like this feeling in my back that there's a like a pinched nerve in there that's creating some havoc in your lower back and your legs.
That's true.
Also, may check to if you do a blood test eventually. And I'm not a medical person, but nerve vitamins, like vitamin B and that, there's something with the vitamins that you might be lacking. So you can also check to see if that's anything that you might need. I go to my chiropractor a lot too. So sometimes when something goes numb, he'll move something around. So, you know, you kind of have to explore different things. If you're out of New Jersey, I do long distance Reiki, which may assist you in some ways. And it would give you some guidance too. So that might be something you can explore. Where are you from, Mike?
Seattle.
Yeah. So I would say long distance Reiki. If you know, go to my website at rosemaryd.com. And then I have different, you know, things, a one session, a two session, a three session, you know, or you can just kind of do an intuitive session with me as well. Whatever you think may assist, but that's what I'm feeling anyway.
Mike, what do you think?
What does that sound like? It fits something for you, Mike?
Yep, and she is correct. I have pinched nerves in the lower back, and I'm kind of like thinking that's probably a factor with it.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I definitely think it is, because that would cause some numbness.
Oh, Mike, get ready for some healing, yeah. Okay? We're going to make sure you get some information. Be well, my friend, and let's get you some information. Thank you, Benny, for bringing Mike on. Rosemary, look, one of the things I had to interject and say is with all of these calls, when we do a show like this, we're giving people a short answer. And mm-hmm. a lot of times, especially with the great listeners today, our great audience today, mm-hmm. there's so much more that you could do to help them. So I want to make sure everybody knows that. And let's talk again about how they get to work with you, like now, before the holidays.
Okay. Well, it's a little short before the holidays, but like...
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I lost track of
time. Like next week sometime. So info@rosemaryd.com. And again, you know, I am doing a renew class on the 28th of this month at 6:30 Eastern time. And that's going to give you some skills to release some energy and kind of get your headset for the new year. And those things will help. I also, you can book a private session or another type of session in for January or possibly the end of December when I have some availability again. So, you know, you can keep it in mind, but I'm located in New Jersey, but I also do Zoom work and Zoom classes. So there's many ways to reach me.
All right. I love it. And I love what you're creating. I love the whole thing you're doing on December 28th. Mm-hmm. This is a great time. I need to get on that. That is clear, refresh, renew, because yeah. you and I are talking about a lot of shift of energy. And yes. let's get into that now, because yes. this idea of shifting in energy has us more aware of the synchronicities in our lives, you know, yes. and we think about this like, so growing up, everybody called me lucky. They mm-hmm. said, you got to name all your dogs lucky. You're the luckiest right. person. I didn't see myself like that, but it mm-hmm. really points to a conversation about the mind,
yes.
the energy, and synchronicities, doesn't it?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, synchronicity is what I used to call coincidence before I knew better. So when I was a kid, I would get these crazy coincidences so constantly that I'm like, wow, I wonder why that happened again. And finally, the light bulb went on and went, you know what? There's something here, because I always linked it to when I had a desire, a wish, a thought, a strong, like inner heart feeling, then some coincidence would happen. So eventually I realized that it's a synchronicity. Of course, Carl Jung, you know, coined the term back in the day. But it really means that the universe is showing you you're on the right track. So a coincidence might be in the form of something you hear that you're like, wow, I was just thinking about that. And I heard it five times this week. Or there's a book I wanted. And there it is. My friend asked me if I want to read it today. So it starts out as small little pebbles, like, you know, like those little shiny pebbles that lead you out of the forest. And then if you follow the trail, it leads you to the next big step or the next truth. So coincidences are God's way of remaining anonymous, I always say. So, you know, listen to those little synchronicities, because that means you're on the right track. And that's the thing that's going to lead you.
I love that we're talking about making adjustments in our minute, in mm-hmm. our hour, in our day,
right,
in our year, and in our life.
That's right.
Sometimes you get to the place where you think you've run out of options, but in the world you live in, you bring in the energy of possibilities, don't you?
It's limitless. It's so limitless. And that's the thing. We limit ourselves. You think, I've read books like, The Rich Man's Guide to Making Money or whatever. And it's really like a different mindset with certain people. And I always say, like, the people that are not only positive, but they live their life like there's no limit, that's a lot different than a person that always worries and lives in fear, because fear is a block. So those people that are more open to change and maybe not so set in their ways, I think that people get so set in their opinion and their way that they can't see any other possibility because it's only their way. And when your cup's already filled, you can't put anything else in it. So you have to be almost like an empty cup, ready to be filled with ideas and inspiration. Because when you are so set with this is the only way and this is the right way, you limit any other possibility or solution that the universe has to offer for a situation that you may feel stuck. And that's really it. It's being open to possibility in all ways. Yeah. And it really is amazing when you do that.
I love this. One of the hardest things, and I know you're going to be covering this for people as we move forward, is one of the hardest things I've heard people talk about. Yes, they've talked about COVID and stress and all of that. Myself, I've lost people close to me, some directly from it and some like Walter, you know, as a sidebar of stress from it. But here's the thing. The one thing that people struggle with around all of this is money. And it is upfront, and they don't think that that is a thing that got to be healed.
Money is energy.
Yeah.
And think about it. When you unblock the feeling of lack, abundance will flow in. If you think about it, if you're breathing, you're already abundant because you're alive.
Yeah.
When you have even a house, you know, you see this when you travel. You might see somebody living in a tiny shack and they're laughing and they're joyful because to them, that's a castle. You know, and it's really perception. Like to me, I have a place to live. I have a car I can drive. I'm blessed already, even if I don't make 2 cents. You know, I'm already blessed. I have food in my refrigerator. There are many people in this country that are struggling and don't have that.
Yep.
And, you know, that's why, you know, you have to kind of really notice every little thing that you have. And the more that you notice and the more that you're grateful for all the small things, the other things start to shift and you begin noticing more things and you feel more abundant, more blessed. And that's really how energy works. It's that abundant blessing and the noticing of it that makes more of it appear. When you block it in fear, you block it. Everything gets blocked.
Let me ask you this question, because a lot of times people say, I don't like worry about the bit. I don't have anything big on my mind. But let me give you an example and you comment on it. I caught myself the other day in a little bit of a conversation with myself around the fact that I bought 4 bags of bulbs and I bought like flowers and I hadn't planted them yet. And I caught myself ruminating for about 20 minutes before I had to laugh at myself. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I bought these. Can you hear my brain going? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I bought these 4 bags and it's raining here. I live in a Pacific Northwest. Am I going to be able to put them out there? And I stopped and I laughed and I paused.
Mm-hmm.
When I paused, all I heard were Dee Dee, call Dee Dee. Dee Dee's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Call Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm.
But see, isn't that why you help people so that we can clear out so the amazing possibilities come in?
Yeah. And we can't even see the amazing possibilities because in our mind, you know, we don't see the unusual or creative or outside the box solutions all the time, especially when you're like, I know people that are very linear and left brain, they have an even harder time because it's only that way that fits on the list that they made. And if it's not on that list, then it's a possibility they don't understand or accept. So I think the trick is to understand that there are solutions that appear, that they seem to come out of nowhere, but they're inspired. And that's our angels and our guides and our loved ones that help us. We don't even know what it is. It's just like sometimes you just get a spark of an idea that you never would have thought of. And part of it is shifting. So I know with me, one of the things I do is I pray. I pray a lot. And I pray for guidance and I pray for clarity. And I pray that I could be a blessing of light to other people. That's always been my prayer. And for me, that puts me in the space of allowing and allowing this information to flow to me. Mm-hmm. If someone doesn't have that faith, it's just simply understanding that there's more to the universe than we know, and just allow this information to flow into you and then try it out. If you get an inspiration that is an idea that you never had, give it a try. What's the worst that can happen? You fail at it, so what? At least you try, right?
What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That's our signature.
Everything.
Question.
You can do everything if you couldn't fail. My goodness, you know?
Before we get to your personal message and what you want to leave us with, I want to make sure that people know, how do they get a hold of you? How do they work with you? And again, remind people of the cool things you got planned, rolling us into 2022. It's all about you.
There you go. So my name is Rosemary DiTrolio. You could Google me. I'm all over the internet. You can go to info@rosemaryd.com or rosemaryd.com. And you could reach my website, which is my business website. I'm also an author. So I'm on Amazon. I have middle grade fiction, primary books, and an adult spiritual book called Divine Messengers. So you can find me on Amazon as well. I'm on LinkedIn and I'm on Facebook. So, you know, pick a spot, but the easiest place, info@rosemaryd.com or rosemaryd.com, which is my website. And you can find my classes there and any other way to get in touch with me. And my message is be open, allow for change, let love shine from your heart, and be non-judgmental, because we're all here on a journey. Everyone has a different belief system. I don't discount anybody's experience or their belief system or who they are as a person. I don't hold judgments against people. It doesn't matter to me. You are who you are. You're a soul on a journey just like I am. And I send love to you.
I love it. I want to make sure everybody knows it's info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at Rose, R-O-S-E, Mary, M-A-R-Y-D.com. If you send her an email, she'll respond back to you. The website is also rosemaryd.com. And remember what I said, you know, you'll get discovery sessions. You'll get a consult with her. So many different things that she is opened up and able to help you with. Everything from what we talked about today in Reiki, angel communication, intuition workshops, and most importantly, at least for me, Rosemary, that's up in my radar, is clearing, refreshing, and renewing. Rosemary, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you
you're
so
doing.
Much.
Happy Appreciate holiday.
It. Happy to you too. Have a beautiful holiday.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Rosemary. And again, I thank you so much for tuning in to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary and Dr. Pat. You might want to get a sense of what your past life has been telling you. Maybe an hour for you is enough. Maybe it's not. If it isn't, you can sign up at rosemaryd.com to book in a discovery session with me. And if you mention this radio station, I'll give you a little extra time. But no matter what, please tune in for the next sessions on transformationtalkradio.com to continue lighting up the world with me.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.